Corinthians 9, 6 through 15. The point is this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings of God to God. Through the testing of his ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our sequence hymn before the gospel is number 288 in the blue hymnal. Let us stand and sing. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord God.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. As thy prospering hand hath blessed, may we give thee of our best.
And why is a mighty Lord, for thy mercy's great honor, sing us through all days, praise to thy immortal praise.
Gracious God, on this day when we acknowledge you as the giver of all of our gifts, we ask that you would continue to make us aware of our profound dependence upon you so that we too might in turn be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated. Happy Thanksgiving! Don't touch that. The year was 1953. It was a bad year for turkey sales. The Swanson Company was left with all of these turkeys, and they did not know what to do with them. There was a wise employee who took this newfangled thing called aluminum foil and said, take some turkey and take some vegetables and put it together and close it up. And the TV dinner was born. Swanson, the company, were amazed by how they turned lemon into lemonade, how from what they thought was in no way a blessing turned into an incredible blessing for them. It's all about understanding our blessings. I have to get some help here today. And Thomas, your hand was the first one that went up, so I would just like to give this to you today. It is a whole wonderful tin full of the delicious chocolates that come to us from the Hershey Company. Oh, I think you get this too. I'm sorry. But I better take this as well. And this one, I think this one goes to Gail. I forgot something. The gold box, those are personalized. Can you open those up? Would you open those up, please? We need to make sure I got the right things there. What does yours say? Oh, Brian, I'm sorry. Can you give that to Brian? That's not for you. That's for Brian. What's that one say? Happy Thanksgiving. I love you, Rachel. Signed, God. Oh, sorry, Thomas. You don't get that one. That goes to Rachel. I'm sorry. Thomas wants to know if he has to give the chocolates back, too. Yeah. Who do you think that was harder for, to give it up? Thomas already had a gift. I think it's a little easier to give away a gift when you know you already have one. Get the point? What this day is all about, more than anything, is understanding that God has a customized gift for every single one of us. It is life itself. The first reading we heard from Deuteronomy, you've got these people who have been fed by God, manna falling from the sky for 40 years. They'd already gone through another generation. Those people didn't know what slavery was about. They just knew that they woke up in the morning and boom, there was the food. And so the author of Deuteronomy has to remind them as they're coming into the promised land of how incredibly blessed they are. It's the same thing with that Corinthians reading. It's the same thing in the gospel. It's about understanding the blessings that we have. Now, we don't want Gail to feel left out, so we do have... We do have a special gift for her. It's incredible how blessed we are. I ran across something that was written by that famous person called Anonymous that I think makes a good point, several good points, about our Thanksgiving blessings. It's here somewhere. If you own just one Bible, you are abundantly blessed. One third of the world does not even have access to a Bible. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you attend a church without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than almost 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in your fridge, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world's population. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you hold up your head with a smile on your face and are truly thankful, you are blessed because the majority can, but most do not. If you can hold someone's hand, hug them or even touch them on the shoulder, you are blessed because you can offer God's healing touch. If you prayed yesterday and today, you are in the minority because you believe in God's willingness to hear and answer prayer. How blessed we are. There was a man several centuries ago who was a Lutheran minister by the name of Martin Rinkert. He was a minister in a town where there was a plague going around. We are told that he was doing 15 funerals a day. Most of the town's population was wiped out, including his own wife and his own children. In the midst of all of that, he still realized how blessed he was. He wrote what we will now sing, the incredible hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God." I invite you to turn to hymn number 397 and let us thank God. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices. Wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices.
Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us and keep us in His grace and guide us when perplexed and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be.
Turn to page 837 in the Book of Common Prayer and join with me in the Litany of Thanksgiving, page 837. Let us give thanks to God our Father for all His gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and wonder of Your creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord,
for all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord,
for our daily food and drink, our homes and families, and our friends.
We thank you, Lord,
for minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord,
for health and strength to work and leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
To him be praise and glory with you, O Father,
and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.